A fiery partisan battle has erupted in Olympia over a union-backed measure involving home care workers. Underlying the fight is whether these workers should be able to opt out of their union. That debate led to tense moments on the floor of the Washington Senate late Wednesday night. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
When majority Democrats brought Senate Bill 6199 up for debate Wednesday evening,
exciting debate to come,
they knew they were in for a long fight. Minority Republicans had introduced dozens of amendments. What ensued was a several-hour amendment-a-thon that stretched past midnight.
The more we dig into this bill tonight, the more it stinks.
This was Republican Doug Erickson in the wee hours of the morning.
This bill would stink at 1 in the morning, it would stink at 1 in the afternoon, it would stink at 10 in the morning. So I don't really care what time we run it, how dark it is outside, but it stinks badly.
So what would this bill do? It would privatize Washington's home care workforce. These are the people who care for the disabled and elderly in their homes. Often it's family members caring for family members. Backers say privatization would streamline management of this growing workforce. But Republicans insist this bill is about something else, doing an end run around a 2014 U.S. Supreme Court decision that allows home care workers to opt out of union representation. Here's Republican John Braun.
And they deserve a choice. The Supreme Court thought they deserve a choice. And our actions here tonight attempt to take that choice away.
The union that represents home care workers in Washington is Service Employees International Union 775, a major political contributor to Washington Democrats. But Senate Majority Leader Sharon Nelson rejects the idea that she and her fellow Democrats are doing the bidding of a close ally.
I'm taking a look at making sure that our workers who are taking care of the most vulnerable folks in this state can continue operating. And we believe at this point in time, this is the best way to go.
Instead, Nelson suggests Republicans are serving the interests of the Conservative Freedom Foundation, a group that's been working to disenroll home care workers from SEIU. Senate Democrats say they plan to pass the bill later this week. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.